Yeah, welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Tuesday, the 23rd of September, 2014. I'm Steve, we got Colin. What do you reckon, Carl? Bother doing the show or
not.
Just play,
no,
play all the ones
not.
From last year and the year before and the year before?
Yeah, yeah.
Thoughts?
Exactly, I'm not a happy man. I'm devastated. I'm absolutely fuming, Steve, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
To get over these games in a few weeks, but I think, you know, the big thing, you know, obviously we'll get into the game, and you were at the game, so you'll be able to talk a lot more about it, but I'm just absolutely sick to the teeth of these results and performances. Every season it just seems to happen, no matter who the manager is or who was signed or what was seen to do. It just seems to be in our DNA that this is what Spurs do. And it's just crazy. And I know other teams are losing and dropping points as well. But, you know, this is where we should be taking advantage.
Yeah.
You know, at home to the likes of a West Brom who's had a terrible start. You know, and we're dropping another 3 points to White Hart Lane. And, you know, my big thing tonight, and I'm not going to get on the manager's back, one thing I'll maybe just put out there was, again, maybe just a wee bit about his team selection. Really disappointed the likes of Fertogen. We played out in Europe, but you know, Fertogen should be playing in our Premier League games. He signed Fazio, you know, a big centre half, should be playing. I know he probably needed the game because he hasn't played yet, but should be playing. And you know, those couple of decisions, I'm annoyed about. But as we have said from the start, we're going to try and back this guy and be 100% behind him. My big thing tonight, it's the players, Steve. You know, no more messing about with. Half of these players aren't fit enough to wear the shirt. Hmm. And that's my big thing. I'm just absolutely sick of it. So, you know, there doesn't seem to be any fight, any belief in them. And really, the only time we've ever really had it good, Steve, was underneath Harry Redknapp. And, you know, that's the bottom line. And I think a big part of it, speaking to a guy today, a Spurs fan, and he mentioned about Harry Redknapp, and he said, I think at that stage, every one of those players wanted to play for Harry Redknapp. Hmm. And I think that was a big thing about it. And it just seems to be half of these guys. You know, if you look at players that weren't even in the squad again, you know, Stambouli, you know, wasn't even in the squad after having a good game when he came on against Sunderland, played out in Europe. You know, no Harry Kane on the bench, who's had decent games, no Townsend to be seen. You know, so I think Townsend was interviewed yesterday, and there's a lot of talk. He's talking about the Premier League squad and the other squad. So that seems to be the way the players are even thinking. But look, these guys, Steve, have got to stand up and be counted. You know, we can't keep blaming managers. You know, it's the players on the pitch, and they just are not performing. But look, you were there. You know, what was it like?
Well, the atmosphere was good. Better. I mean, it's been worse, you know, with these sorts of games. But, you know, we've seen 22, 23 players play for Spurs in the last two games, because don't forget we had that, you know, the Europa League, which of course, you know, it's a competition that we've got to be in. We're in it. We want to win it, and all this sort of stuff that people come out with. And then we've got, you know, the game on Sunday, obviously, which, you know, you have to get yourself up for. It's on a Sunday afternoon once again, when all the other teams have played already, you know, and yeah, all the, you know, you know, you see flashing across the screen, you know, 2-3, 5-3, and all this from the Man United game, and I was sitting with my dad, and he just said, "Oh, you know, we're watching this drivel when there's this great game going on, and you know, then obviously the big game afterwards, and it was all last year as well, you know, because we have to play on a Sunday." All the teams all the games selected for Sky, you miss all those, and you know, and on the Saturday, obviously you're not playing, so it's it just mucks up your complete season. You know, this whole Europa thing, and it does all boil down to it, in my opinion, because I said last week that you know, we're going to play in Europe. You know, Tottenham Hotspur are playing in Europe. I'll go into the players in just a second, but Tottenham Hotspur are playing in Europe on a Thursday, which means that we have to play on a Sunday, and it's this competition which, you know, a lot of Spurs fans just say, well, we've got to be in, we're in it to win it, we're in it, you know, and a lot of ex-players say, you know, this is the competition where what we won it in 84 and all this. And so it's a completely different competition now. It just is. No bragging rights. In fact, if we win it, you cannot turn around to any fan of the top four and say, yeah, we've won it. They all laugh in our faces. And if it's still, and I know I've said that a few weeks ago, and people come back at me and said, no, what are you talking about? Of course we can do that. Still haven't had one Arsenal fan tell me, God, I'll tell you what, you know, if you win that Europa League, you know, that's a trophy. It's not at all considered. It's complete Mickey Mouse. And I don't know why we you know, to big it up like we want to win it. Yes, it'll be a great day out if we finally get there. But we haven't even been close, Cole, to winning this competition. We've been going out in quarterfinals and last 16s over the last few years. It's not as if we're, you know, knocking on the door. It's not as if we're getting into finals of this competition. We're miles... As soon as we play anyone decent, we go straight out of it. So I don't understand that. The point that nobody has made is this point. Monday morning, Alan Irving goes in at West Brom into the training ground, 9:30, all his players in front of him, and he goes, right, we got 6 days until we play Spurs, right, this is what we're going to do. Defenders, you go off there, and we're going to get some of the big lads from the youth team up on the team, because you're playing against Adebayor, so you're going to practice against him. Right, you guys over there, your midfielders, you go and play against those, you know, talented guys over there who like running at you, because you're going to play against Lamella and Eriksen and Pelle. You defenders, attackers, you go and play, blah, 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 right? So they do all that. They then, on a Tuesday, they come together to do a bit of this, and that, right, Spurs on, right, so what I'm saying is, they have the whole week preparing themselves to play against Spurs on Sunday. What do we do Monday morning? Well, Monday morning, we're training to play against Belgrade in Serbia, right? Tuesday, we're training against them. The Wednesday, we get on a flight in the morning, right, to get out to Serbia. We then do a bit of training in the evening, right? And then we stay in a hotel. We play the game on the Thursday, probably back Thursday night, early hours of Friday morning. So Friday's a washout, okay? We're getting on Saturday morning. The earliest that we even think about West Brom is 9:30 on a Saturday morning. And I know the players didn't play, but Pochettino is not even thinking about West Brom until then. Do you know what I mean? Unless he's got, and I very much doubt this, he's second in command, taking the Europa side off and doing their stuff, and he's training all week for West Brom, which, you know, is just not happening. Let's not pretend it is. You know, the first time we're thinking about West Brom is on Saturday morning, and there were people who go, well, it's only West Brom. Well, it's happened time and time and time again. When we think, oh, it's only West Brom at home, 3 points, no problem. And they come and they're well prepared and they were brilliant against us. And once again, just like Rodgers said a couple of weeks ago when they played us, all Rodgers talked about was tactics. He said, we got our tactics right today, because they'd had a week to work on it, or a few more days than us. And Irving said exactly the same thing. So we've been working all week on the tactics to play Tottenham, and, you know, it paid off for us. And they got it absolutely spot on. And we wonder why we fail against these sides. And people say, oh, it's because the players didn't play. Yes, but they weren't training to play against West Brom. You know, a lot of them still went out to Serbia. And, you know, apart from that, what tactics is Pochettino saying, like, to Adebayor on a Wednesday afternoon? Oh, by the way, you're going to be playing against Lescott and so-and-so, so we need to practice this. That's not happening. Whereas their players are all playing against how to stop Tottenham. Cole.
Yeah, look, I know what you're saying, and you're right in that aspect of it as well. But, you know, the other thing is, you know, we've got a big, big squad, if you compare it to the likes of West Brom, and you're right, our manager isn't there being able to focus on it all week. But look, you know, we're Tottenham Hotspur, and we expect to be in European Cups, and, you know, everybody's crying out, they want to be in the Champions League. You know, what is the difference if we end up getting the Champions League? You know, I think I said it last week or the week before, it's all in the mind. a lot of this stuff, and we need to get out of it. I blame the players, Steve.
Yeah, but Cole, the difference.
I just think half of these people aren't.
Yeah, but you said the difference last week. If we're playing Bayern Munich, then we play in our first team, and they're all up for it, and they play on the Wednesday or the Tuesday, and whatever happens in that game, they're up for it, right? And then they play on the Saturday, okay? Mm-hmm. With Tottenham, they're playing the Europa. So first of all, that team that plays in Europa are thinking, great. Well, I'm not playing on Sunday then, because I'm in this side. So they're not up for that game, which, by the way, was absolutely awful as well. So they're not up for that game. And then all the other guys who have flown out there or at home put their feet up because they haven't got someone training them for the game on the Sunday. Whereas, you know, I don't know, maybe the answer is to just continue to play our best 11 constantly, but then again, no one knows what our best 11 is, because I guarantee right now that if we had, you know, 10 Tottenham fans on, we'd probably cover about 25 players. I mean, the guy tonight on Twitter, first tweet I read was, really want to see Ryan Mason tomorrow night. Yeah. Well, I don't want to see Ryan Mason tomorrow night. I want to see our first team go out there and beat Nottingham Forest, who, by the way, are flying, because I want to get through this cup. I don't want to see Ryan Mason. Go on, Cole, what do you reckon?
Yeah, no, I would agree. But, no, look, you make a lot of good points there, and you're right about the preparation. But, look, you know, you need to look at other teams, like if United, Arsenal, Chelsea's, Man City's, or Liverpool's, or whatever, that have done it for years and years and years, have been able to cope with this. And, you know, you aren't telling me that the likes, if we give Arsenal, for example, that Arsene Wenger, when he's got a European game coming up, that, you know, these players are going out there. Yes, they're not being prepared for the Premier League game, but they're still ready come that weekend. I know this weekend was just one of those weekends where everybody seemed to lose. Yeah, but that's it. Well, then, you know, we've been saying for ages that we have to play, you know, the reserve players. Maybe then do we change it? Do we have to go out with he gets his best team and they play every game? And maybe just a couple of changes.
No, because we're not playing against Bayern Munich. We're playing against some soppy side in Eastern Europe.
Yeah. Well, why doesn't he look at going, you know, this European game is in preparation for the Premier League game coming up, and go out with the side that you think that you're nearly going to pick? You know, maybe that's another way that.
Because they're getting
on
a,
be looked up,
because they're playing in a stadium which isn't even half filled. I mean, have you seen the stadiums that we're playing in? You've got these Arsenals, Liverpools, and all that. They're going to all these top European sides, playing in front of 60,000 people. No wonder they're motivated to play. It just doesn't work, whichever way you look at it. Playing our first team, playing our reserve team, making five changes, four changes. This whole Europa, then playing the league, doesn't work. And it comes down to the stadiums, the teams we're playing against, the day that we have to play our football. And it's not about the fact that we're playing on a Sunday. It's the fact that everybody best plays the day before. So you watch Arsenal for the last, 3 years, we've watched Arsenal win on a Saturday, and then it's our turn. And I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
I want to play at the same time as Arsenal on a Saturday, so at least you don't know what's going on, what's happened.
Yeah, look, you're right, but you know, a point I'll put back at you there is you're saying it's about stadiums and things like that. You know, to me, that says more about the players. Obviously, these players aren't up for these kind of games.
Oh, 100%.
You know,
So
it's the players, Steve.
Yeah, but I don't absolutely.
Are you telling me those guys are playing for us?
Yeah.
They're playing for Tottenham. They should be motivated whether they're flying over to Belfast here to play in front of 4,000 people, you know, at Windsor Park. You know, I don't care where they're playing, what the stadium looks like, what state the pitch is in. Go out there 100%. You know, if I take my kids' team every weekend, I expect them to give 100% and want to be in that team every week.
Well, I completely agree with you about that.
And half of these boys, I think, are just going through the motions.
They are. Now, cast your mind back to that Partizan Belgrade game, and I'm not going to harp on about this. Which player was trying his hardest in that game?
Probably Townsend.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then And then you get people all over Twitter and having a go at me saying, when are you going to wake up and realise he's not good enough? I even had someone say that, I said, well, look, just think last year. Don't think the last few games of which, you know, he hasn't really played. You know, he was awful against Liverpool, but he's great against West Ham. Sorry, I'm harping on. But cast your mind back a year ago when he was playing great and he played great for England and then he got injured and that, you know, and he hasn't been the same since. And the guy said, well, actually, no, because last year I knew he wasn't good enough either. Well, A, how do you know after four games that he's not good enough? His first four games for Tottenham, when he's been out on loan loads, but his first four games for Tottenham, you already know he's not good enough. And then he's, and while at the same time he's getting picked for England and being England's best player, oh, but you know that he's not good enough. And he hasn't been the same since. And, but my goodness, does he try. You then have the guys going, yeah, but he's against West Brom, who, with 20 minutes to go, when you're 1-0 down, you need to bring on someone who's a trier, who's going to come on, who's going to have a shot, Cole. We've got Eriksen and Lamella, who don't even have a shot. They do little phase, they do little tricky little things, they look smart, they look, you know, people saying, oh, you know, it's pure sexy football and all this. Well, sorry, but when you're 20 minutes to go, you need someone to have a crack. And we, you know, people saying, well, Townsend would be the guy because he comes on and he has a go. He runs at people, he has a go. And then it's, oh, no, but he kicks it in the car park. You've got people who saying he kicks in the car park, and then you've got people saying he kicks it straight at the goalkeeper. Now, which is it? Which do you agree with? They're both saying he's rubbish, but it's like, he's rubbish because he kicks it at the goalkeeper, or is he rubbish because he kicks it, you know, over the crossbar? And by the way, all this in 1 year of playing for Tottenham, in which half of it he's been injured. It just absolutely does my head in about how all these guys know exactly what Townsend is all about as a player after seeing him for, what, 10 games in the last couple of years? Not even years, in the last 13 months. We've seen the guy play about 10 full 90-minute games, and everyone's judged him already. And he's the only guy out of those 22, 23 players in the last two games that have made any sort of effort to actually do something in the football matches.
Yeah, like, he definitely is. He's one guy that I believe, you know, it's heart and soul as anything. And he's out there, and I prefer to have 11 players like that on the pitch. But, you know, we haven't really talked about the game, Steve, about West Brom. You know, obviously, I've seen highlights and things, and I tried to get a link, and I got parts of a link kept freezing on me. But it was one of those games, as we've said, over the last 2 or 3 years, we've seen 100 times. I just knew we were going to do nothing by watching the way they were playing. There was no energy. You know, everybody's talked about this guy's managers coming in, and, you know, we're pressing play, and we're closing down, and the work rate and the energy and the quick passing. It wasn't there. Now, to be fair to him, I seen him on the line shouting and getting angry himself at it. But, you know, it was such a poor, poor performance. For us to have one attempt on target, and you know what? I wouldn't even class it as an attempt. It was like a back pass.
Yeah.
So it was from Soldado, and you can't blame the guy. He only came on later on. You know, it was a terrible, terrible match. And I don't know, like, you were in the ground. Was it as poor as what it came across on TV?
Yeah, it was a classic. You know, remember a couple of years ago we played against Wigan, mm-hmm. and after Europa game, and it was that sort of thing. I mean, we've done it. You know, every season we have what, 3 or 4 of these, don't we?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, we thought we were past it. You know, funnily enough, I can't remember too many of these when we had Harry Redknapp in charge, who, mm-hmm. of course, is the other guy that gets absolute pelters from Spurs fans. You know, I don't think we slag off any other manager more than Harry Redknapp. Yet, in my opinion, he's the best manager I've ever seen at Tottenham in my time of being there. You know, 6 months of Hoddle was great. You know, the first 6 months with him was great. You know, 6 months here, 6 months there with other guys. But since I've been, and Terry Venable's great, but, you know, since I've been going, basically, he's been the best manager. But I have to stand in a pub, or I have to be wherever I am, and I meet a Spurs fan, and Harry Redknapp comes up, and it's absolute pelters. And I'm standing there going, my goodness, you know, what are you thinking? I've had a bet with somebody. I've had a bet with somebody that Townsend will be better than Lamella. By the end of the season, that actually, if they stay fit, and if they, well, it's only dependent on Townsend getting games, that actually will turn out better. I've got to say that I sat there with my dad, and we watched, the game this weekend, and I've got to say both Eriksen and Lamella are two of the most frustrating players. Because, like I say, they do all these tricks that are so lightweight, though. Now, look, you know, I probably had the bet just because I really, really want Townsend to do well. As I've said, I don't need to go into it. But obviously, I'm desperate for Lamella to do well as well. I mean, Eriksen, he had three dead ball situations in the last 5 minutes. He doesn't even clear, not even the first man, he doesn't even clear the first man's knee, let alone, you know, for them to head it back out again. Just awful.
Do you think Eriksen is playing in a different position this season because Lamella's in the squad now?
I think they are swapping in different positions. I think they're swapping. Yeah. But like you say, these players just need to get a grip and take the game by the scruff of the neck.
The Leicester, if you give the Leicester Man United match, which was on at the same time. So I sort of was watching that, the dodgy link going for the Spurs game. And I'm watching some of these Leicester City players who, to be honest, I'd hardly heard of any of them. And I'm sitting looking at them going, this is unbelievable. You know, who are these guys? But there was 110% out of them fighting. Like the young lad up front for them, 40, he ran his socks off, you know, running into corners, barging people, winning penalties. I watched Spurs and I never seemed to see that.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. And I think that's why I got so annoyed on some, and I'm still really annoyed with it. And I'm just fed up. And, you know, I say, I'm not going to blame the manager. I'm blaming these players now, Steve.
That was totally unacceptable.
One point, just in case I forget, because I got a message from Jason McGovern, Tottenham Thailand, who's over at the minute, was at the game. And he mentioned about Churiches, or whatever you call him.
Yeah.
And he mentioned about one corner that he said he actually followed, went out to... the ball was played short, and he actually went out to block the short corner. He went out of the box on a corner kick, and he was going to be like, what centre half, you know, who's telling him to do this?
Yeah.
Or is it just that he hasn't got a clue, and he's following the ball out in case there's a short corner?
Well,
you know, when you need your centre half in there, and like the couple of clips that I seen off him, he looked atrocious.
He was atrocious, mate.
And, like, we've always sort of backed him up, but, you know, why is this guy starting? You know, with Jan Vertonghen there, get him on the pitch.
But he had a dreadful first half, and in the second half, Cole, when you think, you know, we're back out, it was 0-0, you know, let's go for it. He paid it across goal. After about 10 seconds, mm-hmm. and the guy nearly nipped in. He did it about four times with Kabul. Mm-hmm. Kabul, for some reason, can't clear the ball. Every time he clears it, it's like the projectile is you know, straight to one of their players. Danny Rose, another trier. Danny Rose, actually probably our best player on the day, because he was actually trying stuff. You know, Dyer's not doing too much. He's back there. But what is... You know, but so Kirikesh was awful. You know, but a trier is all right. It's like you say, it's the attitude of the people that are not trying. Dembele was great first half, came in second half, didn't see him, so he came off. And, you know, Paulinho came on, absolutely nothing. Soldado came on, the whole stadium sang his name. I think he had one little half-hearted attempt, which was our only chance.
Yeah.
But apart from that, it just didn't get involved in the game at all. And of course, Adebayor had his customary not very good game. And everyone's like straight away, oh, Adebayor, he's rubbish. He's been rubbish for weeks and all this. Like, well, hang on. This is the first game that he hasn't played particularly well. And it's all like, oh, get Soldado. And, well, sorry, but Soldado was awful when he came on as well. Just did not do anything. It's almost like you want to get these guys to take the game by the scruff of the neck and step up and be, I'm the man. Chadli
exactly.
as well. Chadli, absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, and just to go on to Kabul there, you know, at one point he was standing by the side of the penalty area, and the guys behind the goal were going, come on, get him. You could see them getting Kabul to get up. Kabul just went into his shell. It's like, do you remember Gary Mabbott when he used to pump his arms and go, come on, lads, you know? And Dawson, yeah. You got visions of him doing it. Well, Kabul just didn't do any of that. It was like he'd gone back into his shell and he didn't know what to do. With 10 minutes to go, Carl, what did Michael Dawson used to do and Ledley King used to do when we were 1-0 down or it was 0-0?
That's it. Get themselves up front. Used to see them riling them up.
Get themselves up front, yeah? Get themselves up front. Plan A is not working. 10 minutes to go, we're going to have to try a little bit more direct. Get yourself up there. Not once did they think, well, we better get ourselves up there to give, you know, a bit more support up front. Get forward. Get these guys forward. They're still loitering around at the back, and that includes the midfielders.
Look, you're right. It's about time. And, you know, I say we could talk about it all night. These guys need to start standing up and go out and fight for that shirt and put in a bit of effort, because I just think they're just a bunch of hanky ball players that are just strolling around the pitch, you know, and thinking that it's just going to come. Sometimes you've actually got to go and fight no matter how good you think you are. And I tell you what, you know, won a game this weekend, and actually forget about even the weekend, tomorrow night, this team needs to put out his best side, and they need to go out and put on a performance tomorrow night, end off.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, Steve, if they don't get their act together, we're going to get embarrassed this Saturday against Arsenal. And I hate saying it, and I've never said it, and I'm usually up trying to be upbeat before the Arsenal game. I'm telling you now, we've got no chance on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, and anybody listening to this here, guys, don't be getting worked up and get excited about it, because the way we're playing and the way these guys are getting on, I'm just putting it out there, we have got no chance. And to be honest with you, I'm not even looking forward to it.
No, we're just so lightweight.
It may be as you're watching it. We really are. Look, let's not bottle it up here and, you know, hide behind anything. We're really, at the minute, we're just not good enough. The other thing is, you know, yes, we signed some good players again. We didn't get what we all need, which is a top goal scorer. You know, I thought about it again today. Lukaku, I know everybody talked about him. We could have got him. We could have got Remy. We could have even got Samuel Eto'o. You know, there was people out there that quite easily we could have went and signed. Danny Welbeck was another, you know, and we made no effort to get any of these players. I don't think you can blame the manager. The other one was Schneiderlin. This guy's on fire for Southampton. And if we really had wanted him, we probably could have got him. But no, we didn't get the manager, the players that he wanted. You know, someone put up a good thing the other day. We got Stambouli whenever he wanted Schneiderlin. We got Fazio whenever he wanted. Do you remember this other guy from Villarreal?
Yeah.
I forget his name, the big centre half. You know, there was two key players that he wanted. AVB was the same. He had his two or three players that he wanted. We didn't get him. And that's Daniel Levy or Baldini has to put their hands up. We didn't get our players again for our manager. But, you know, I'm so dreading this Saturday, because if we get embarrassed by this team, you know, the crowd is going to turn again, and it's going to be hard for the manager, because, you know, everybody's talking about giving him time, but you know what it's like, Steve?
Yeah.
People will start to get on his back. They will get on his back if we have a bad performance.
I said from the start, you know, I love all this, give him time, but wait there. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're 2 points from 8 games and we're struggling, which, you know, obviously won't happen now, but mm-hmm. you know, he's got to be good. I mean, you know, of course we're going to give these guys time, and Lamella, you know, it's only Lamella's first season, don't forget.
So,
and that bet I had literally was just sticking up for Townsend. It wasn't bit to be against Lamella, because I want both of them to do, you know, really, really well. But, you know, so it's his first season, and I hope he gets better. I hope he gets stronger. Do you remember when Modric first came? He was very lightweight.
Yeah.
But he kind of toughened up, and he thought, hey, listen, You know, you can't knock me off the ball, which he was getting the whole time. So, you know, toughen up, understand, you know, you've got to be strong on the ball. But also, you know, have a go. Run at defenders. Stop passing it off. Lennon came on against West Brom, and the first thing he done, got the ball tucked back inside again and passed it backwards. Just have a go at them. You know, remember what Paul Walsh used to do when he used to come as substitute? Get the ball and run straight at the heart of the defenders.
Yeah.
Scare them to death. Lay off the Lineker, who would often get the equaliser, or he'd get one himself.
You're right. There's quality players all across that squad.
Yeah.
Just go and have a go.
Yeah, you know, show us what you've got.
You know, paper cards. Yeah,
enjoy yourself.
Go on. Yeah, definitely. And you always put, I think you've been putting it on Twitter and things, it's an entertainment business.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the thing. You know, we said at the start of the season, Steve, top four personally, and I think you're the same. I don't even have in my mind this year that we're going to finish top four. Yeah. I just want to be entertained and see us go out have a go.
That's it. So stop talking about putting Bentaleb up with Kapu at the back. God, that's exciting, isn't it? I mean, Bentaleb, we've said he's going to be a great player, and I'm sure he will be. But what has he actually done, you know, in terms of entertaining us? And you know, playing as the defensive midfielder, no problem. But you can't play him and Kapu with Tottenham Hotspur. Yes, you have your defensive midfielder breaking up play, but the next one has got to be a Dembele or an Eriksen or one of these guys or Paulinho, if you like, who does get forward. You don't play Bentaleb and Kapu at the back. Listen, what would happen, Cole, if we would have played Sandro in the first few games? And he didn't. He kept him on the bench. If we'd have played him in the first few games and we'd have got those decent results, do you think he would have been sold to QPR? I mean, I think it's that simplistic. We got rid of him, who we know's got heart. We got rid of Holby, who's heart and soul, although, you know, he's got his flaws as a player. But when we're talking about passion and heart and going for it and having a shot like these guys did against Man United, like these guys, that Holby did against Fulham, and going and winning the game and doing something, and then we're stuck with, you know, players that cost a load of money, but just stroll around the pitch, and you know, they really do. You know, that's not being harsh. So you watch them; they really just stroll around that pitch, and they look as if they can't wait to get back home to their flat and their model girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. You're exactly right. You're 100% right with that.
But, saying
you
that,
know, you're right. Like, do you think?
This time next week. Could we sit here saying it? You know, fantastic. Because how many times has that happened where we've been so cold, where we've been so poor, and then we go into the Arsenal game and we nick a little result?
I know. Well, I can't say it at the minute, but you know, I think, you know, just to round that off and just go into a couple of other things before we finish, you know, do you think the likes of Arsenal or even Man United, Chelsea, Man City, when they play West Brom at home, or these teams like this, are they going to play two defensive midfielders?
Oh, absolutely not.
Do you know what I mean? We're there to be entertained. You have 36,500 people excited. You know, you have guys travelling from all over the world to go to White Hart Lane. You have guys like yourself who are paying big money season tickets and travelling all over London, you know, to come across every weekend, giving up your Sundays, your Saturdays to go to these games. You're there to be entertained.
And what was the last? And what was the last home game?
You know,
4-0 loss to, was it 4-0 to Liverpool?
3-0 Liverpool.
3-0. That was the last home game. So the last two home games, I've had to schlep all the way up there, schlep all the way back without seeing a goal and completely disappointed.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Exactly. You know. So look, they need to stand up and be counted. Look, this is going to show tomorrow night. You know, we'll quickly just talk about Forest, then we'll have a break. You know. Tomorrow night is a massive game, and you know, he has to pick a strong team, Steve. We said again, we want to win a trophy. The League Cup is definitely there. Arsenal have went out tonight. No doubt they probably had like a slightly weaker squad on.
No, they didn't. Like,
Arsenal,
they had a lot of their best players out, yeah.
Oh, good, good. Well, Arsenal are gone. Now, Liverpool are winning at the minute. It's just at the end of extra time, so Liverpool are going through. You know, City, Chelsea are out tomorrow night. United are out, Everton are out. You know, we need to go out, big performance, and hopefully get a couple of good draws here. and go and win this trophy. Yeah. And the same with the FA Cup. Europa League's always going to be tough. There's just so many games. Then you've all the Champions League teams dropping in. The League Cup is a massive tournament for us. So's the FA Cup. Go and get some confidence back and go out and show us fans that you actually want to be there and go out and do the business for us.
That's right. Well, you know, just, we've said it before, but for the new fans, the League Cup, we got, you know, you get to go to Wembley. I get to go. You know, if it's Europa, I don't get to go. You get to, you know, the semi-finals are great because you normally play a big side and just think about that Arsenal game. And you've got bragging rights because you can turn around to the Arsenal fans and Chelsea fans and say, we've won a trophy. There you go. And if they try and say it's Mickey Mouse, sorry, no, because they've won it recently and they have gone absolutely ballistic about winning. So don't have no fear about talking to Arsenal fans about the League Cup if we can do it and if we can win it, because they try their hardest to win that a couple of years ago against Birmingham, and they thought they'd won it. Bring up the rosette, go and listen to the Tuesday Club show, blah, 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 blah. Right, mate, I spoke to a Forest fan about the game.
Sorry, I'll just give you one quickie. Liverpool might not be through. Middlesbrough have just got a penalty in the 32nd minute.
All right.
So they have, so Liverpool might be going to penalty kicks here.
Oh, let us know what happens. But
I will let you know.
I was going to say, I've got a Forest fan, so we'll watch this, and then we'll come back. But listen to me talk to my mate, Matt O'Donnell, about the Forest game. Right, so it's half time in the show, and I thought we'd have a little change here. And I've come up with a brilliant idea, and that is that if we the next thing that we play, why don't we speak to a fan from the opposition? I don't think any other podcast has come up with this idea, so it's a really good one, my idea. So here we go. Right, so we've got Matt, who's a mate of mine from Nottingham. How you doing, Matt?
I'm very well, how are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Right, so we're playing you, well, when people listen to this, it'll be tonight or a few days ago, whenever they listen to this. So what have we got in store then with the tricky trees?
With the tricky trees, well, it depends on the team he plays. We've got some very good players. I mean, you've seen, I don't know if you've been following what we've been doing, but we are top of the league.
Yeah. What's that, the Ryman? Which league is that?
Yeah, the Ryman League Division 2 North. Yeah, very good. I tell you what, the players you've got to look out for, obviously Lansbury, if he plays, I'm sure he'll get a good reception.
Right, ex-Arsenal, yeah.
Yeah, of course, yeah. So I think he'll play in because he'll be pumped for it, be well up for it.
Yeah.
And then you've got the big man up front, Asamoah Longa, who we signed from Peterborough. He's got 8 goals in 8 appearances.
Adrian Durham's best mate, probably, right, yeah.
Adrian Durham, yeah, bangs on about him. And then the guy on the wing, Antonio, who is big, strong, fast.
Yeah.
I'm hoping you play a really slow fullback so you can just beat every time.
Which wing?
And then he's on the left wing.
On the left wing. So he'll be up against Carl Norton.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Right, no problem. Well, it should be no problem at all for us.
Yeah.
And then at the back, a player you probably remember from Chelsea days, Michael Mancien.
Yeah.
Who's had a storming start to the season.
Okay.
So if he plays those 4 players,
then,
you know, we should just be okay.
Yeah, because Matt Mancier, he was like the next big thing, wasn't he? He was going to be the big star. But he's done all right, has he, at Forest? But do
he
you
started
think,
well, he, yeah.
Do you think Stuart Pearce will play that side? I think he has to, doesn't he? He'll play his best side. Early on. I mean, if it's late, it was like the FA Cup, and you were still top of the league, he'd probably say, right, you know, no, rest them, and because we don't want any injuries. But at this stage, it's like, you know, you come to Tottenham, and obviously with the history and everything, and I think he'll go for it, won't he?
That was my next point. Yeah, but look at the games in the past that we've had in the cup.
Yeah.
And Pearce played in a lot of those games.
Cool.
So he'll know in his heart, he'll be like, this is a big one for us, and it's a big one for the fans. So I'll play my B team, even though we could play a few, you know, the lesser squad players, but I think he'll play a good, strong side. He's even already said in the press today that he knows his team. So he's already picked who he wants to play, and I think he'll play a strong team. And the history of the fixture. I mean, I've got memories of Nigel Jensen, Stevie Hodge, Mark Crosby saving penalties, you know, Ian Wone bending free kicks in. All these things are all sticking in the memory. There's not many teams we've played in the past that you can remember, all the cup games.
Yeah.
And Spurs, Forest, is a bit of an iconic fixture, I think, in the cup.
Well, especially for me and you, because we was at university together down in Southampton.
Yeah.
And the Institute for Higher Education. And it was great, wasn't it? Because that was the time, because our mate as well, Rob, who we live with, so it was you two Forest fans.
Forest fan.
And me. And it was just we signed Klinsmann, literally that first year.
Yeah.
And you signed Brian Roy and Collymore.
And
you had a brilliant side, and we were flying, and we was flying as well. And then you came up against us, and you beat us 4-1, didn't you, at Spurs?
4-1, yeah.
Where Dumitrescu played, and it was all roses, and then all of a sudden you just absolutely hammered us, and that was the downward spiral for us.
I watched the highlights the other day. Lars Bovinen plays like that. Brilliant player. Brilliant player.
And who was at the back? Colin Cooper?
Colin Cooper. Well, would it have been Steve Chettle maybe, or Carl Tyler?
Yeah.
Pierce.
Stuart Pearce,
I can't remember the fullback.
So basically, and then there was a game in the snow, wasn't there, that got called off. That was FA Cup.
That was the FA Cup evening game, we watched in the pub in Southampton, didn't
That's
we?
That's it. And then we played again, and that 2 weeks later. And then it went back to ours.
Virtually on the touchline.
And then it went back to ours for the replay, and I think Sheringham scored a free kick.
Yeah.
Didn't it go to penalties, and you won it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Mark Crossley. He's been interviewed locally up here about that game. It's caused a lot of interest, but more than any other. If we were playing somebody else from the Premier League in the cup, I don't think it would have caused as much interest, because it's just got that history with it, hasn't it? So, Mark Costa's been talking about it recently, and I was dancing around the living room that day.
Yeah. Well, that was it. And, of course, there was... Well, right, so obviously the cup final, which... Did you go to that?
Yeah, I did go to the cup final, yeah.
I'm
still hurting from the cup final.
To be honest, I spoke to Des Walker a few weeks ago about that, so we don't need to go into that. That's fine. Not that you're, any less important than Des Walker. But, by the way, Des Walker, Forest legend?
Absolutely. I mean, nobody comes close, I mean, as a centre-half, who better than Des Walker at Forest?
Yeah.
I can't think of anybody. Brilliant.
Actually, your best ever side is probably nearly as good as Tottenham's best ever side. Because some of the players that you've played for Forest over the years, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Hey. Anyway, I don't need to go into that. But
we could be here all night.
Yeah. Right. So you got we got the game coming up then, and then what I was going to say was the FA Cup, and then was it the next year that we played you in the League Cup in the semi final, and it was two brilliant games, and then I think Roy Keane scored the winner, didn't he, at White Hart Lane?
Roy Keane had that header. Yeah, it was delayed, wasn't it? The game was delayed.
That's it.
Because of something happened, and it kicked off late on a Sunday afternoon, and we watched it on the telly up here, and 1-1, I think Lineker scored that header that didn't bounce because it was raining so much.
Yeah,
it hit the deck and it just rolled in, and Crossley couldn't stop it, and then we took it to extra time.
That's it.
And Roy Keane powered that header in from the corner of the box. What a header! I mean, it was superb. Again, another game that you just remember.
I know, and lots of really good league games as well. So, it's just a shame that you went down, and you've not been upset. How many years is it since you've been up in the Premier League? And I'm not rubbing it in. It's amazing that Nottingham Forest, which was always a great game to look forward to, and how many years is it now you've been in the Premier League?
1998 with Van Hooydonk. We were in the Premier League, 1998-99, I think it was.
Yeah.
So, a long, long time ago. But look at where we are now. And, I mean, we didn't play well on Saturday against Millwall. We still got a point. We didn't play well against Fulham, but we still beat them 5-3. So we're grinding out results. And I'm kind of keeping my fingers crossed tomorrow that we'll nullify your attack. I take it Adebayor will play.
No, Adebayor won't.
He won't?
No. He'll go with Soldado. It probably will be. But to be honest, we've got the last two games we've played about 22 different players, and not one of them has been any good. So I couldn't even tell you our best team at the moment. But right, okay. So what are your predictions then? What do you reckon will happen?
Prediction time.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it earlier. I think we'll score because even though we didn't score on Saturday, we have looked very, very dangerous. Asamoah Gyan especially, and Antonio. For a winger, is putting a few goals in. So I think we'll score. I think it'll be a draw and it'll go to extra time. But after that, don't ask. I'll have had about 10 pints as well by that time, so don't text me.
But what do you reckon then?
The nerves will be.
Come on, let's have a final prediction.
I think we'll cause an upset. We'll cause an upset. I do have to extra time. I think we'll just about sneak it, maybe a dodgy refereeing decision. We've not been playing brilliantly, but we're getting the results at the moment, you know. Yeah. So that's a sign of a good side, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, when we play well, we draw or lose, and when we play poorly, we definitely lose. So that's life as a Tottenham fan. We have to play exceptionally well to get a result these days.
You're playing Arsenal at the weekend, aren't you? Good for us, because you'll rest the big players.
He will, probably, yeah. Hopefully. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, we should, on paper, and football's not played on paper, but we have got, like, a whole host of great players. I mean, put it this way, right? Yeah. Probably the biggest boo boy at the moment, who's getting so much stick, is Andros Townsend, right? So from a neutral's point of view, what is your view on someone like our worst player, Andros Townsend? What do you think about him?
If he's your worst player, then and he's playing tomorrow night, then I fear for what might happen, because I think he's a great player. Yeah. I mean, he's probably just a little bit off form. He was in the England setup a couple of years ago, 18 months ago maybe, probably even still is, but how he can be your worst guy, I don't know, he's probably just having a bad few games.
Yeah. So from a neutral, let's get this point out then, from a neutral's point of view, you think Andros Townsend is a decent player?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. You got a better memory than most Spurs fans, so well done. That's good. Right, all the Spurs fans listening to this now will be going like, oh, stop banging on about Andros Townsend. I do every week, but I get slated for it. But anyway, mate. Right, okay, well, my prediction is, if anybody's interested, that I do think that Forrest will sneak it. I just think he will. I think we'll have a boatload of chances, but your keeper will play fantastic. And I just think you will. I just think we are in a bit of a doldrums at the moment, and we just cannot get it right. But we'll see.
Pierce will have him pumped for it. Pierce will be up for it. He'll get him into that zone where, you know, they want to. There's a fine line between playing really well and doing everything and then getting booked and what have you. You know, that's the problem with Lansbury. He might throw himself into a few tackles, especially because it's Spurs.
Well, I can see all the players that get picked against Forest will think, well, that obviously means I'm not playing against Arsenal. So, and they'll all have the hump, and then that'll be it. And they might turn it on in the last 20 minutes when we're already 2-0 down. But, you know, that's life as a Spurs
fan.
Let's hope
so.
Let's see. All right, mate. Well, you know, all the best.
And you.
I'm turning off my phone.
Enjoy the game.
Tomorrow night. All right. Cheers.
Bye.
Yeah, so obviously, if you're listening to this after the Forest game, you'll know the result. And, you know, I'm either right or wrong, I don't know. But anyway, fantasy football, Cole.
Fantasy football, and also just a wee update before the break there. Middlesbrough scored their penalty, so it looks like they're going into penalty kicks here against Liverpool, so I will let you know what happened. Fantasy football, okay, nice and quick tonight. In first place, we've got Jeff Fiskus, Paul Burkett, Ola Holtman, Chris Roberts, Marco Cazavillian, Claire Hillman, Jeff Radden, Jonathan Dunn, Zach Cazanola, and Colin Healy. At the bottom of the league is Michael Wells, Daniel Russo, Gemma Stubbles, and Philip Caffey. Most points this week, and I think it's our good friend Lee Moore. He has 64 points, so well done, Lee. My son, Christopher, is raging with you, Lee. He had 59 points. He was actually, I thought he was the top points this week, and then I spotted yours was 64, so Christopher's not too happy with you, mate. The Spurs poet is in 49th place. Graham Wookie Lambert, our admin, is 42nd. I'm in 30th place, and Steve, 127th.
You
moved up three places, but it was a tough week for a lot of people, because obviously a lot of the big teams didn't do that well. And another good thing to put out, I haven't noticed a scum player in a team for quite a while. So if anybody does notice anybody, give me a wee private message so I can get rid of them.
Good. So obviously we've got the Arsenal game coming up. Is there anything else we needed to discuss?
No, I think we've covered everything, just really Arsenal this weekend now.
Yeah. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we can put a nice, strong team out who... I mean, we haven't got many injuries. That's what's funny. And so, you know, they all should be competing with each other. They don't look as if they are at the moment. But let's, you know, let's see what we're made of. And see if
the one thing I want this weekend, Steve, with this game coming up, and obviously we chatted about earlier about seeing some fight, I'd like to see some of the new players just play this week. You know, I know Danny Rose had a good strong game last week, he more likely will start, but you know, I wouldn't even mind seeing Ben Davies, even though I think we'll see him tomorrow night. But you know, I want to see, you know, I want to see Lloris, I want to see it's probably going to be Dara, even though I think Dara's getting an easy ride by people because he scored two goals.
Yeah.
I don't think he's actually set the way. I think he looks a wee bit slow to me. I'd bring Kyle Naughton in for the Arsenal game with a bit of experience.
Yeah.
And then I want to see for Toglin and Fazio.
I disagree with that, but
going to be Danny Rose.
Yeah.
Do you disagree with Naughton?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you go with Dyer. I think he won't go with I think we've got to go with Ben Davies. He's just we want to see what he's like. A lot of these guys we haven't seen him in European games, where I don't think you can judge people. I think you can judge people on Premier League games. You know, and three or four of them.
That's what I'm saying. I think we need to see them. You know, want to see Stambouli starting, you know, in a defensive midfield role. You know, probably he's going to be alongside Capoue. You know, it mightn't be a game for the likes of the Lamella.
Yeah.
You know, this game coming up, he might be better coming off the bench, you know, so it's going to be interesting, but I just want to see some fight. And actually, let's go to Arsenal and have a go. You know, see if we sit back, Steve, and we know what will happen if we sit back. Eventually, we will get picked off.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We will get picked off and we'll lose 3-4-1.
Yeah.
You know, end off.
Well, you know, if we can get a result, I will. If we can get a draw, I'll be delighted with that. To be honest with you, because you know, it's just not looking good. But listen, you know, we played West Ham last year when we were at home. We were doing all right. They were awful. They came and won 3-0. You know, wouldn't that be beautiful if we can do that? We're Tottenham. Will it happen? You know, if it can happen to West Ham, it can happen to Tottenham. But, you know, fingers crossed. All right, mate.
I think we're going to have to keep everything crossed. But to be honest with you, and I know it's some people might not believe it when I say it, I'm actually more interested tomorrow night against Forest. I want a performance at home. I want a good result. I want a 3-4-0. I want to see goals. I want to see entertaining football. Get through into this next round. And, you know, let's see who we get in the next round of the Cup. You know, Arsenal's going to be tough no matter what. Yes, we're all busting to win this game. I'd bite your hand off now for a draw as well.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, Steve, I can't see anything happening. I think it'll be the usual. We'll go out, we'll huff and puff for the first 20 minutes. Someone will probably get sent off and we'll probably end up losing 3-0.
Good point, Cole. We'll be all up for it and someone will get sent off. Who will it be? Yeah. Who's going to get sent off for Spurs? Someone like Lamella. Someone like Lamella will get sent off, won't he?
Probably.
You know, or Fazio. Player. They'll do something absolutely stupid, and then that's that. All right, mate. You never know.
Okay, mate.
You never know.
And
don't forget, guys, you know, I know it's been very negative, this show, and, you know, you can get in touch with us, no problem, and let us know what you think. But, you know, it's only because me and Cole absolutely adore and love our Tottenham, and we are desperate for us to do well. That's why we sometimes do these shows, because you just got to let it all out. All right, Cole.
Yeah, you do. Well, sure. Come on, you Spurs. You know, we'll be loving them again very, very soon, I'm sure.
Come on, you Spurs.
If you haven't said this out loud, the title of this next song, if you haven't said it out loud in the last month, you've at least thought it. All right, I'm guaranteeing you that. I've had an absolute of a day. Everything that could go did go wrong. So if I'm allowed to use the word in a song, had an absolute of a day. Started as a fart in bed.